Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 338. Are Weight Loss Shakes the Key to Lasting Weight Loss? Part 2 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hello there, happy Wednesday and happy 1st of November. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And what a sad day. We're taking down our Halloween decorations. I mentioned yesterday, I was actually getting used to them and I kind of liked them. But the good news is for me, the holidays are now approaching and that's where I really shine. I love decorating for the winter holidays, but it's still too early to do that right now. So I'll have to wait a couple of weeks, but I'll keep you guys posted on how that's going. Now, really quickly, today is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, you'll probably want to hear yesterday's episode first. That's episode 337. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part two and continue optimizing your life. Are Weight Loss Shakes the Key to Lasting Weight Loss? Part 2 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. First, let's look at the economics of some of these weight loss shakes. I've compared the cost of a homemade shake and a meal replacement shake from Advocare in a picture on my original post. The price per serving of my homemade banana and protein powder shake is 80 cents. The price per serving from a meal replacement shake from Advocare, $3.21. You can get just as much protein, carbs, and fat with a shake you make at home, and you get to avoid a bunch of filler products like the ones you would get in the meal replacement shake and or in most protein powders. It's clearly less expensive to make your own, and you get the benefit of knowing how much and exactly what you're putting into your body. How weight loss really works. Weight loss is fundamentally basic math. You eat fewer calories than you burn over a period of time and you lose weight. But what you eat, how you exercise, and how you rest determines whether or not you lose fat or muscle. At the end of the day, it goes like this. First, you must find out how many calories you burn per day. There are a number of web-based calculators that you can use to figure this out. Second, you create a calorie deficit. So if you plug in your numbers and a metabolic calculator says you burn 2,800 calories per day, we'll just use that as the example, you'll want to consistently eat less than that. I don't recommend more than 500 calories below maintenance per day for various reasons, but you want to create what we call a sustainable deficit, which means something you can realistically stick to. Sure, you could adopt the weight loss shake mindset and consume only 1,500 calories per day, but you'll not only lose weight fast, you'll also lose muscle. I should also mention that you're likely to also lose strength and suffer throughout your diet. How shakes can be helpful. Shakes can be helpful in the following scenarios. You're short on time, or you want a quick, easy meal, or you need to add some more quality protein to your diet, or you dislike certain veggies like spinach or kale and want to put them into a smoothie. They can also be helpful in getting you to start your day off right with a healthy breakfast, which can set you up for success later in the day to eat better and track your macros. How weight loss shakes can hurt you. Weight loss shakes tend to be low in vitamins and minerals in general, especially the ones that come in a fancy container and promise to make you look like $1 million by drinking them alone. Weight loss shakes aren't helpful when you replace too many of your meals with them, or you rely on them out of laziness, or you believe them to be your fat loss miracle, or you think they're a suitable replacement for good nutrition. Remember, most of these so-called weight loss shakes are created to fulfill a fabricated need in order to make your life easier and to avoid doing the work it takes to create healthy, sustainable fat loss. Why they're called weight loss shakes. When you look at these labels, there is nothing magical in them. As I mentioned earlier, there are no true fat-burning foods in existence, and these shakes are just food. Marketers label these as weight loss shakes because most of them are lower in calories when you compare them to traditional meals, and because they can serve as a makeshift meal replacement. But at the end of the day, you can create your own healthier version of a weight loss shake as long as you have a blender at home. A very popular approach to making your own shakes is by blending a combination of the following: fresh fruit, some protein powder, I like True Nutrition or Now brand pea protein, veggies like kale, carrots, spinach, etc., honey, yogurt, or various liquids like milk, almond milk, or something similar. Water works too. And some people put nuts in them, but just make sure your blender can handle it. Why homemade weight loss shakes are a better choice. At the end of the day, you're controlling what's in them. You don't have to rely on a mass-produced, pre-made powder with subpar ingredients. Instead, you can load them up with all the healthy vitamin and mineral-rich ingredients you desire. On top of that, you're saving money. You just listened to part two of the post titled, "Are Weight Loss Shakes the Key to Lasting Weight Loss?" by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, JC mentions that he does use some protein powder in his homemade shakes. What I would recommend is if you can substitute something that comes from a whole food, that would be ideal. Some sort of nut butter. Well, not the whole food per se, it's pretty close if you buy the right kinds. That might be a nice substitute for a protein powder in your homemade shake. When you look at the ingredients when purchasing nut butters, it really should only have one or two things listed. So the ingredients list should look something like, if you're buying peanut butter, peanuts, that is all, or peanuts, salt. That's about it. You really don't want anything else listed there. And I really liked that JC doesn't recommend people go too low on their calorie consumption each day. So let's say you're trying to lose weight and you want to burn fat. Well, when you find out how many calories you need to eat per day to maintain your weight, a nutritionist or dietitian can help you figure this out. What you want to do is then go, okay, I want to reduce my calories by just a little bit below that number. So let's say you need 2,000 calories per day to maintain your weight. You don't want to go too far below that in an effort to try and lose weight fast. In fact, for most active women, I say don't go below 1,500 calories per day. If you're really active, ladies, I say get closer to 1,800 calories per day. That should be about right. For guys, if you're somewhat active, you can consume around 2,000 calories per day on average. If you're really active, maybe 2,200. Again, I'm speaking in general terms. So on average, what we find is those calorie ranges are acceptable for most men and women. But if you really want to get specific, I highly recommend you speak to your doctor or a dietitian or nutritionist to get some real personal numbers for you. The problem is if you go too low with your calories, you're going to start to feel pretty lousy. You're not going to be able to work out as hard. You might, as JC said, actually lose muscle more than fat. The reason for that is when our bodies feel as though they're starving, they're going to want to hang on to fat because fat is one of our best sources of energy. So if we cut our calories too low, the body goes, uh-oh, we might be starving here. We got to hang on to our best supply of energy, fat. Then what's the body going to use to get more fuel from? Your muscle. It'll start to tear down your muscle, and we don't want that to happen. But if you can cut some calories each day consistently, that fat will come off. But give yourself some time. Have patience. Before I go, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber and sharing this show with a friend or family member. I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.